Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. Lord God Almighty, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things in your law. Open my ears that I may tremble at your word. Open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. A prayer of confession. Merciful God, I confess before you that I have sinned. I have sinned in what I have thought and said, in the wrong that I have done, and in the good I have not done. I have sinned in ignorance. I have sinned in weakness. I have sinned through my own deliberate fault. I repent and turn to you. Forgive me for the sake of my merciful Savior, Jesus. By your Spirit, transform my desires, renew my affections, and strengthen my obedience for the glory of your name. The Word of the Lord from the Old Testament, Isaiah 2, 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the New Testament, Romans 1, 1 through 7. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith, for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A prayer of adoration. O God, I worship you because you have called me to belong to Jesus Christ. And I thank you that you are bringing about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations through the glorious gospel of Christ. The word of the Lord from Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Gracious Father, this psalm calls me to turn away from the rush of the world and come to the peaceful house of the Lord. I answer that invitation with gladness, looking ahead to Sunday when I'll gather with your people, but also grateful that I can enter your house now in prayer. Today, Lord, I offer myself to you, inviting your life to flow through me. Guide my work and give me the capacity to attend to it free from distraction. Direct my interactions with others so that I honor them as fellow image bearers, loved and valued by you. Most of all, as I walk with you today, take me beyond outward compliance with your laws into true friendship with you. In this psalm, you urge me to pray for peace. So I invite your peace to rule in my soul, in my work, in my interactions, and in the lives of those who love you all around the world. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have hoped in you. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.